Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are watching Taylor. And not only are we watching Taylor, we were front row center to a feature-length film this weekend. Taylor not only let us watch her. What's she up to? Oh, she's hanging out. A little paparazzi photo here. A little holding hands over here. No. We watched maybe the most romantic movie I've ever seen in my life this past weekend, Gia. What do we think?
I literally could not believe my eyes.
Couldn't believe my eyes.
Like, when I saw the video, she was like, oh, running. And then I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's running to him.
I couldn't believe it. I also can't believe some of the times when I see, all right, wait. You know what? Let's back up. Let's outline the whole weekend, and we'll save the good part for last. Because, holy shit. First off, let's a couple of housekeeping things. One, all of our Taylor Swift sweatshirts got sandied.
You know,
there are a couple of them that are still in there, like Tis the Damn Season is still there. I think some of the, like, you know, All You Are Is Mean with the Kim Kardashian Scooter Braun, like, whatever, that's still there. But the one of I Saw Mother Kissing Traffic Laws with the Taylor on the cheek, Loving Him Is Red. Our slut sweatshirt, unfortunately.
What the hell?
And I forget another one, but I'm disappointed. I'm sad. Gia, can I tell you when I got that text? This happens all the time, by the way. This is a thing that happens, especially at Barstool. I think it happens a lot at other media companies or anybody that tries to make merch based on
like other people.
Other people, especially when they make their celebrities, especially when they make their own merch, like usually. So nobody was surprised by this, like up in, you know, upstairs. Everybody was like, oh yeah, no worries. It got sandy. Like, don't worry about it. Meanwhile, I think I like, I shed a tear and I was sick to my stomach thinking, like, Taylor Swift knows that we made sweatshirts and she's going to think that we're awful people. Like, I had like a full-blown crisis that Taylor Swift knew that we were making sweatshirts about her.
Yeah. In my brain.
Which is not reality.
Yeah,
obviously.
No.
Nobody cares.
So many girls. I mean, so many people like on Etsy and shit. Like,
I wonder about Etsy, how they get away with it. Maybe they're just too small to notice. You know
probably,
what I mean?
Probably.
Because I have a ton of shit off Etsy. But I buy from the merch store as well, from her stores. So it's not like I'm neglecting. But I, so yeah, so all of the, you know what I realized,
her merch store just takes fucking 9 years.
It takes so long. I know. It's like, I want to support you faster. But the problem is, the problem is something I realized. I don't know if you're realizing this. We took so many cute photos and like videos.
Fuck yeah! And all these I didn't even think about that.
That we can't like use
post
now.
Yeah, shit.
Which is really shitty because they were so cute.
Maybe they can like Photoshop other sweaters onto
them. That would be nice. Yeah. That would be nice. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Yeah. That's something we had that whole discussion about the slut sweatshirt. I can't believe she got us on the slut sweatshirt like that. I was shocked by.
I know.
Who cares? But that means to me, maybe she's putting one out on her own. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they want the rights.
I hope so.
To
I mean, I'm shocked
because
she did it.
Buy it.
That's like easy money grab right there.
100%. So sorry about that.
Sorry, Taylor.
I'm unclear of whether or not you ordered it already, if you'll still be getting it. I think so. I think if you already ordered it, I got to double check. But if you already ordered it, you're still getting it. If you haven't ordered any of these sweatshirts, you can't anymore. Sorry. So you have limited edition illegal sweatshirts from us. You're welcome.
Yep, you're welcome.
But okay. Our girl went south of the equator this weekend. She's in Argentina. Night one, she comes out. Pink lover outfit, pink blazer.
Very cute.
Hot.
Slay.
Major slay. Nobody really knew what that meant.
Yeah.
Everyone was just kind of like, oh, cute, pink.
Well, is she going to... Is Lover going to be Taylor's version or no?
Lover
right?
is hers. Okay, Lover is her. I think Lover was
Reputation
the first one
is,
that's hers.
Okay.
Reputation's the last one on the upside.
Okay, that's what
and
I thought.
And debut, obviously, on the other side. But, no. Lover is already hers. So maybe she just wanted something funky fresh.
Yeah, and I feel like Lover doesn't really get a lot of hype or... not praise, but like that doesn't
get
a lot
enough.
Of light, a lot of light, you know.
It, agreed. It is. Yeah. It's frequently shaded from the limelight, and we're not sure why. Because it's one of my favorite albums. I would think like a top three album for me, Lover. I would say like Folklore, Reputation, Lover for me. Not a joke.
I think it would be like,
that might be bold to say.
Yeah, I think maybe mine would be like it would be like six.
That's fair. I think most people feel that way.
Yeah.
They're like, it's a good movie. I like it in the in between. But if you really listen to Lover top to bottom, it's especially in like, I would say mid to late fall, if you listen at that time, then that's when, or I'm sorry, mid to late summer.
Okay.
Anyway, so I think that she, in general, is just really trying to embrace Lover, to be honest.
And, maybe, like, and she's in her Lover phase.
Yes, she's very much in her Lover phase. And she is, you know, Cruel Summer's the single. Like, we got all that good shit going on with Lover, so that's great.
True.
Moving on. The only other thing that happened night one that was exciting, she didn't wear anything else cool, like nothing, no hints, nothing, whatever, until we get to surprise songs, which were How You Get the Girl.
Yep.
And Labyrinth. Labyrinth.
So cute.
As a Midnight's girly, Labyrinth is one of my, was one of my tops.
Yeah, I really love Labyrinth. Labyrinth is like a underrated, really, really cute, really good song.
Extremely.
Yeah.
I love it so much. And then what happens during Labyrinth, Gia? What happened?
Uh-oh.
I'm well, yeah, yeah. Oh. This song. What happened in the sky?
Oh, the plane. Shh. Oops. I got too ahead of myself.
You're too busy crying.
Yeah, yeah,
crying
literally.
And smiling during Labyrinth, which also happened. To be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
She was smiling like nobody's business. Yeah. Uh-oh, I'm falling in love. Oh, yeah. No, I'm falling in love. Those are the lyrics. And during that part,
I thought the plane was going down. How'd you turn it right around?
And then the plane... literally a plane like goes by and is like evening out like, right behind her. It was fucking crazy.
It's
crazy. Videos were insane. And even more insane is that Taylor herself tweeted this video and said never beating the sorcery allegations.
Yeah,
I love.
I love the witch. I love the witch allegations. I love it.
Me too. I also like how somebody replied or quote tweeted it or something that was like, I love how Taylor every once in a while will remind us that she's chronically online as much as the rest of us. And I'm like, yes. Like, she gets it. She knows what's going on the internet.
She knows all the
laughing.
Inside jokes. She
she's
knows
having
everything.
A good time. Yes. So we love that. And then slight drama struck after that. The first show was great. Second show was supposed to be Friday night. Weather delay. Can't do it.
It was a pool.
It was a total flood. Yeah. And we discussed this last week, but all of the international venues, so it seems as far as I know, have general admission, have a pit, something along those lines. And this one happened to be like made of concrete and like literally filled up like a swimming pool.
Right.
I don't even know how many people would have broken their necks if they put that show on. So I'm glad that they didn't keep it all for safety. They postponed it to Sunday, which happened, and it was great. But what were the talk of the town? The moments of the weekend all happened on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. It was one after another. Yeah. Like, you just could not. The content that was coming out of it was amazing.
It was outrageous. Friday night, when the original concert was supposed to, second concert was supposed to be scheduled, Travis Kelce, boyfriend, flew into Argentina just like we fucking said he would.
Yep.
I just feel like we're not getting enough credit for saying that would happen and everyone being so rude to us
we're so stupid for thinking that.
Like, I'm still angry.
We literally said it and everyone was like, oh, like, you don't know how bye week works.
No, literally, fuck
oh,
you.
Oh, well,
like,
really?
I still am mad about it.
Yeah.
Like, I will never get over, like, being silenced in that way.
I know.
We were correct.
I know. So
told
annoying.
Told you.
So annoying.
Anyway. So Travis was there. Concert was postponed the next day, obviously. So he, it seems, extended his trip a day so he could go to the concert the following day. They went out to dinner at a restaurant.
Yeah.
They're walking through the restaurant to raucous applause.
I thought that was really, really funny.
It was really funny.
Everyone was just like, yeah!
It was just like, they're here.
Yeah.
Holding hands. She's leading, Taylor's leading Travis, like, through the, you know, through the aisles there.
Yeah,
of
very
the tables
cute.
And
it's just I feel like that's like what I would do. Like, you just don't know how to react, so you're just like, yeah,
right. You can't pretend like you don't see them. Like, that would be my instinct would be like, oh my god, it's Taylor and Travis. But if the minute that somebody said something, I'd be like screaming,
oh yeah,
like,
yeah,
that'd be it. Almost like a, you know, it's infectious. But that was great. Taylor was repeating an outfit. We love a sustainable queen.
I love that. Love that.
Outfit repeater, Lizzie McGuire. So that was a lovely night. Everything's, all that's going on. People were saying online, what do you think about this? People were saying online that Taylor canceled the show because Travis was in town and she wanted a night with him.
Absolutely not. I don't think so.
You don't
so.
Know Taylor if you think
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely not.
And
not
I also feel like Travis, like, they all, like, Travis always talks about how he, like, really loves a successful, like, ambition-driven woman. I just don't think... he would want that for her either.
Never.
Like, he would never be like, cancel your concert so we can hang out.
Never
like,
in a million
he's not
years.
Like that. And she's not like that either.
No. So anybody who thought that, you don't know her.
It's like, look at the pictures of the stadium.
No, I know. It's truly ridiculous. So insane rumors, insane thoughts. But then we get to the Saturday show.
Yes.
And it was she may as well have come out at the top and said, this show is dedicated to my boyfriend, Travis Kelce, who's standing right over there.
Yeah.
Like, she might as well have said that because the entire concert, she was basically facing him,
so
singing
cute.
To him, pointing at him, blowing kisses, saying, wreck my plans, that's my man, pointing
at
him.
Yeah, yeah. I love the players.
Yeah. And he responded, and you love the game.
Stop,
Gia.
So cute.
No, it was
so cute.
It was a level of cuteness that I don't think I knew that I was ready for or I knew that I would love as much as I did, because sometimes I get a little like, like, okay, roll my eyes, corn, like whatever. When it comes to like lovey-dovey, like PDA bullshit, yeah. not the case.
Yeah, no.
PDA is cute again.
It's so cute.
And I'm obsessed with everything that I
saw. I saw like a compilation video on Twitter of like all the times that she looked over. Yep. It's like literally every single every time song. She walked down the aisle. Mm-hmm. It's so, so freaking cute.
It's really cute. And I think that, so she sang Lover with more passion than I've ever seen her sing Lover. No joke. Yeah. Like she, she's swaying the hips. She's looking over at him.
Yeah.
Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Like basically staring into his eyes. Love it.
How do you feel about her singing
Joe songs to Travis? I know. I thought about this too. And I thought.
It's kind of really sad.
No, it makes me sad for sure. Wait, yeah. In conjunction with that question, how do you feel about everybody comparing Travis's behavior at the concerts to Joe's behavior at previous concerts? I am upset by it. I wish it would stop. I think people are being unfair to Joe.
Listen, I agree. I agree.
We can't hate. Like we don't hate him.
We don't hate him. He was with her during like COVID, like Folklore, Evermore, Lover, like Reputation. Like
yes,
they obviously really, really, really loved each other. And I just think that he's a very introverted person.
Definitely. And even if he is a jealous, like ego driven, like the way that people want to portray him.
Yeah.
Even if he is that, he still stood by her during some of the hardest parts of her life for 6 years. Like she grew alongside him, grew with him. He helped her in ways that she probably didn't know that she needed it. So we thank him for his time.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. But we've moved on, which is all fine. We don't need to keep with the comparison. I think it makes me sad because he clearly is uncomfortable in like a public space like that with, you know, I mean, Joe Alwyn, he is a movie star. You know what I mean? Like he goes on sets and he performs on sets, closed sets.
Yeah.
The most he is ever in a room with people is at like a movie premiere or the Oscars. You know what I mean? Travis Kelce has no problem whooping it up and in the middle of a stadium and all that stuff because he does that every week.
Yeah, like, he's also so extroverted. It's crazy.
So extroverted. He's not. He's very used to being on a large stage like that. He's not intimidated by the people around him. Mm. He's a huge guy.
Yeah.
He's not like worried about like nobody's gonna rough him up.
Yeah, he can't really like hide in the shadows.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Can't hide in the shadows. No one's gonna rough him up. Like he's good. You know what I mean? And he's very different. And I do agree that her singing other songs, like songs that we presume to be about Joe, at Travis, it makes me a little sad. However, sometimes you have to erase old memories and make room for new ones in order to move on. And if like, what is she just gonna every time she sings "Lover," she's gonna think about Joe? And that makes it a sad song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you think about "Lover" in a sad light, I'll start crying. Like if I think of it in a way that I'm heartbroken, like I'll start crying easily because it's still really sweet lyrics and everything. But if you think about it from a love perspective, like I've sang "Lover" in my head about like multiple people at this point, and I'm like, let that happen.
Every time a guy like make eye contact with me, I'm like,
I think as a community, we should relinquish the rights to all of these songs off of all the men that they were originally written about, and they can just be about anybody that we want them to be.
Well, they shouldn't have people attached to them anymore.
Let's just cut it out.
We do that with people. Like
all the time.
I've dedicated songs, the same song to many people. So why can't she? But I guess because she wrote it. But yeah, I mean, it's a different phase of her life. Except if I was Travis, honestly, like if she was singing a song about like Endgame, for example.
Oh my God! Right.
Like. You know, obviously, it's
that
like,
tough.
Yeah,
tough.
It's like you're talking about Travis now, but like, if I was Travis, I'd be like, I know this is not about me.
Right. I know this wasn't written for me. Okay. But, okay, so wait. So she performs Lover in a very romantic way right at him during Willow, Wreck My Plans. That's My Man pointed at him. And then Enchanted. Did you see the videos of her, like, whipping her head,
yes,
like looking at him during Enchanted, like loving him during that. So that was funny.
I don't remember what
there was one more. Was it 1989? But I feel like there was one more.
Is she just Shake It Off? What's the one where she wears like the sparkly outfit? Fearless?
That's 1989. Mm. Oh, Fearless in the beginning is like a silvery gold.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember seeing her in a sparkly. Sparkly, shaky dress.
I think that's probably 1989. Love the players, you love the game.
She did
that.
Did she wear yellow? Probably.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if she wore it that night, but she wore it the first night, I think.
Yeah.
Because her dress during... It's hard to remember. Because there are three in a row.
I know.
And she wore different for all. But mostly different. Not totally different. But so... when she did, you know, you love the, I love the players, you love the game, that exchange back and forth, so cute. Then we get to surprise song o'clock.
Yep.
Immediately after. And we weren't sure what she could sing. Like, the reason that everybody was thinking she would sing Endgame, obviously because of I'm honestly having chills right now. Like, thinking about the fact that she sang a really slow acoustic version of Endgame. Like, oh my God.
I know. It's just so obvious.
She didn't, you know, she never sang acoustic Endgame to Joe, I'll say that. So like, he's got her there. But
Wait, did you see the tweets about Scott Swift? And it was like, he never wore a Conversations with Friends lanyard.
Yeah, right. The Conversations with Friends.
It's so jokes. Funny. I can't help it. Yes.
We can keep those. I'm sorry. As nice as we're being to Joe, we can keep making the jokes.
Taylor has to laugh at those too. Like,
no,
they're
for
so
sure.
Funny.
They're hilarious.
He never wore Conversations with Friends.
So
later.
Fucking funny. Like, yeah. So people are so funny. But yeah. So, okay. So we didn't know, or we weren't sure exactly like what was going to happen with the surprise songs. Will they be dedicated to Travis? The one the night before, Labyrinth, was very clearly about Travis and like a little message to us. So she started off on the guitar singing Is It Over Now? And then that crazy bitch.
Yep.
She mashed it up with Out of the Woods.
Yeah.
Did we not say that last week on the show, or were we just talking
separately? We were
separately?
Just talking about it, how this
I
sounded
so
a lot
of
like.
I wish so bad we said it on
I
the
know,
show.
I know.
Because it was, but it turns out everybody felt that way. Like,
I know.
It was not an original thought whatsoever. Yeah. Everyone was noticing that Out of the Woods and Is It Over Now have like the same exact music, you know, beneath the
Progression,
the
or
progression
whatever.
Or whatever.
I don't really know how to describe
and
it.
And so she's singing Is It Over Now, fucking crushing it.
Yeah.
And you
she
know,
like makes his
so
face. She like looks at the crowd. She's like,
she makes a crazy
face.
She's
like, you guys are about to like lose it.
Exactly. And then she sang, mashed it up with Out of the Woods.
Yeah.
And I was watching on my live stream at that time on my iPad and losing my shit. I jumped up out of my couch. I was like, oh my God.
I saw your tweet. It was like, oh my God, she's mashing up. I was like, what the fuck?
I was in
the car with like three of my Swifty girls.
Yeah,
and I literally pulled up the video while I was on Aux and played it on the Uber Aux. And we're all just like, oh my God.
It's
like,
crazy.
What the fuck?
It was so good.
So good.
And I have, you know what that makes me think? I have a feeling eventually we will get a mashup version to listen to. Like,
I hope so. That would be
Spotify
awesome.
Or something, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like whenever she does that, like she's done, as of now, she only has like the Cruel Summer Live from the Eras Tour is out. But I know that we're going to get.
She has to do an Eras
Tour
album,
album, right? Yeah. A live tour, like all the songs. All the surprise songs.
That'd
like,
be crazy.
Wouldn't that be nuts?
Yeah.
But then what do you do? Like, I just feel like, don't let that go to waste. You know
I know,
what I, mean?
I know. That's why I
think
I
that's
don't know.
Too much.
I just feel like, I don't know,
I'm selfish
honestly.
For that.
I've never been a big live.
Neither am I.
On Spotify
so I don't really
person.
Know.
So, like, I'm not dying for it. It would be awesome because, like, stuff like that, like the mashup would be awesome to hear. And then, like, the live versions of, like, surprise songs that you love.
Right.
But I'd rather Reputation TV come out or
oh
or,
duh
yeah.
oh my God
or like
duh.
Even debut like come on like let's
no
just
for
go.
Sure for sure 100 billion percent yeah. obviously I more so am saying like I want all the surprise songs to come out because I feel like she you know they're all acoustic and they all are either on the guitar or on the piano and they sound so beautiful and they sound so different from how they're you know played in real life and or just played on the albums and I just love how they are and that honestly leads us into. Obviously, this mashup that we just discussed, but also Endgame, which she sang, basically staring at Travis the whole time, which who the fuck has the video of Travis during Endgame? I have yet to see
it. Yeah, I haven't seen one either. I saw a very funny tweet that was like, I will literally pay someone like $900 million for the lost footage of Travis Kelce.
No, it's crazy that nobody has a video. Well, you know why? I bet because everybody was waiting for the surprise and waiting for it to like... You know,
yeah, I'm sure
so
everyone
excited.
Was recording her.
Recording
and
her,
like,
for
oh
sure.
My God.
But somebody had to be recording.
Yeah,
Travis.
I don't know.
It's crazy that we don't see him during that.
Release because, the tapes.
Yeah, release the tapes. But I don't think going back to your earlier question about singing songs dedicated to Joe and Travis, Endgame specifically, I think if she had dedicated another love song, like if she suddenly went up there and started singing Invisible String at Travis, no. then I would have been pissed.
Yeah, no.
But
no,
Endgame
no.
is like yeah. a football song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
she literally uses football references.
Yeah, I
want to
be
it.
Your first team.
I want to be your first string.
Your
I
first
be your
string.
A
team. Yeah, yeah, A team. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like big yeah. reputation, big part of their whole. Like
you and me
so
would be
far.
A big conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
It fits perfectly yeah. with what's going on with them. So I am fine reallocating Endgame to Travis. Mm. I think that that's fair.
Yeah.
And never thinking back, like reading the lyrics, it didn't really fit with Joe anyway. Because like
really
you we got a big reputation. Nobody knows who yeah. Joe was at that time. Yeah. Like literally yeah. like nobody gave a fuck about Joe. Like I love Joe and I keep saying yeah. that. I really do. But nobody fucking knew him in 2017.
No one
knew him.
No one.
No one gave a shit.
No, I remember when they first started dating. I was like, who the hell is this guy?
No, literally. I was like, oh my God, is it that guy from The Favorite? Which yeah. I loved
yeah.
that movie. I don't even think that movie came out yet.
No,
like,
I don't, yeah, I don't think so.
It was so random. I met Joe Alwyn. You know this, right?
Really?
I
no.
met him at the Tom Ford fashion show in like 2018.
Oh, really?
And if I've met Joe Alwyn, he's not that famous.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I've met some people. Like, I had a conversation with him. Took a photo of him for my company's social media at the time and then was like, all right, see you later. And they had just started dating. Like, he and Taylor just started dating. So I remember tweeting the picture that I took for my social, like,
yeah.
whatever, tweeting it being like, at Taylor, I've got your man. Like, literally as a joke, like, in 2017 or something.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. yeah. So he's just not that famous.
Yeah, no, he's
not
that
famous.
I've never
met Travis Kelce.
No, exactly.
Although, that's probably more likely for us now, to be honest. He's buddy-buddy with people around here.
I know. I would die.
Maybe not
imagine.
Now. But, you know.
I feel like he would go to the Chicago office now, though.
I know. Fuck. Whatever.
I know.
He could come here. It's easier to come here. Taylor's here, so.
Yeah, I know.
He could swing through here. I would love him on Taylor Watch. I would pass out. And my head's moving too fast in my body. I've had too much coffee at this point. Imagine if Travis
no,
fucking Kelce
I wouldn't
came
even
on
be able
show.
To talk. You'd have to talk the entire time. I would just
I know,
sit here
no,
and be like.
Taylor would never allow it.
No.
She'd be like, those fucking crazy bitches.
Yeah,
like, no,
yeah.
don't encourage them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're off the rails.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't even imagine.
God. So anyway, okay. Sings Endgame.
Yeah.
We're all losing our shit and we can't believe it. She gets off the stage, dives into Midnights. Mm. She's looking beautiful. At this point, I shut off my live. I said, you know what? I love Midnight's era, but I've seen it 1,000
yeah.
times. At this point, it was like 10 or 11
yeah.
o'clock at night, New York time. And I think nothing of it. 5 minutes later, I go on Twitter and I see the fucking video of her changing the line in Karma. Karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. I almost stabbed my own eyes out for turning my live off, number one. And then I had to confirm that it was real. I was like, there's no way
I know.
That this is real.
I know.
And then I kept looking around for another video. It was the same video 1,000 times. And then finally I saw another angle of it and I went, this is fucking real. I can't believe this just happened. And then
you
could
tell from like the crowd reaction too.
Yes.
Like, oh
it was like
God.
A groundswell. Like
yeah.
people went fucking crazy. And I would have.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, Gia?
Yeah.
If we were in that audience, if she had done that,
oh
I would
my
have
God.
Had a stroke on the
Even
on the ground.
Dancers were like, what the hell?
Watching the dancers' reactions is one of my
yeah.
favorite things to
yeah.
do. I'm still,
yeah.
3 days later, I'm still,
I know,
watching,
I'm still watching
different
it,
angles of the dancer reactions because they didn't know. Nobody knew. Well,
yeah.
What I suspect, we finally saw the perspective of Travis, and he is just a giddy little schoolgirl, hands on his face, like
yeah.
embarrassed, flattered, blushing,
yeah,
like all the
so
above.
Cute.
Something about like, oh yeah, wait. I need it also to be clear. I had talked shit about Travis in the past. Forget everything I said. Like, forget everything I said. I have never been more wrong about a person in my life. Forget
hey, at least
everything
you can admit
I said.
That you're wrong.
No, he's yeah. He's everything.
He's everything.
Like, he's everything.
Hey, I just
everything
I
ever
say,
said before, forget it. I never said it. You were always there.
I was always right.
You were loyal. You were always there.
Yeah.
I needed time to see the light. And shame on me for not saying it right
yeah.
away. Shame
like,
on me.
He's just perfect
no,
in
he really
every
is.
Way.
He really is.
Yeah.
And the reaction to him, two reactions that he had that really got me going. That reaction, obviously, him with the hands on his face, like blushed, embarrassed
yeah.
over Karma as the guy in the Chiefs. And also him, like, singing and dancing to Blank Space.
Yeah.
When he's like, and I got a Blank
yeah,
Space,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah,
like,
so
he's just
cute.
Going off. And I was dying laughing at the tweets. People were like, Travis Kelce's amazing. Like, he can shake some ass to songs about Harry Styles and have no
yeah.
problem with it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's exactly true. Like, he's confident in himself. He's comfortable enough with their relationship. He's comfortable knowing that she's, like, had this past.
Yeah.
It's inspirational, really.
Yeah.
I love it. I wish that all guys would do that.
I know. I just feel like they just make so much sense. Like, she's just, he is exactly what she needed, and and she is exactly what he needed. Completely. He needed, as our good friend Victor Oladipo said, like, a king needs his queen.
Yes.
And he was right. Like, they support each other. They know each other, how successful each other are. They don't bring each other down. They lift each other up. And that's, like, the most important part of a relationship. And I made a TikTok about this on the Taylor Watch, but, like, even her dad, like, you can tell how much.
We haven't even talked about Scott Swift at all.
The whole entire time, he just had his phone recording him, like, this close, zoomed
with the flash on, which is such a dad thing. Where was Andrea? I guess she's probably not there. Maybe she's backstage or something. But
like, literally zoomed all the way in on his face, literally, just like recording him the entire time with the Chiefs lanyard, just like. So funny, so cute. Like, push. Like, when she said Carmen's a guy, the Chiefs, like, he, like, gave him a little push.
Oh, wait,
like,
that's what I wanted to ask. At that moment, do you think, I think that Travis was surprised by that line. I think that they knew a surprise was coming because they were both standing there.
Yeah, maybe she was like, I planned something for you. Like,
right, like, pay attention during Karma probably, like, something that she said, I assume, because they were both, like, kind of waiting.
Yeah.
They were definitely in anticipation of something, and it did look like Scott maybe knew something was going on, because when it happened, he's immediately like, did you hear her? Yeah, like, she just did it.
Yeah.
And then he's freaking out. And then it's like,
so cute.
Fuck, it's so cute. It was so cute. And then she was like giggling, laughing. It's just a big party.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt like a big, like, everyone in that stadium knew that this whole show was, it's for the fans, but this one was for Travis.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, she's putting on how many shows? I want
to
know.
It's the same with Travis. Like, when she goes to his games, he gets hundreds of yards.
Yes.
When he comes to her shows, she's going to go fucking crazy.
She's
going to
go like shit. That was another thing. She pulled an Archer at him, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, during Archer in the beginning, which obviously. Oh, also during her, during Karma, or I think it's during Karma, or it's during the Midnight's Era, when her dancers are dancing and Cam does like a freestyle thing.
Yeah,
on
he
the
did
ground,
the Archer thing too.
And he
did
he incorporated the Archer thing into it.
Yeah.
It really just seemed like everyone on the team of Taylor was really coming together to like
and
make
I think
it special
that says
for Travis.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
you know, Taylor
obviously
is a part of
like
a team
him.
Just as much as he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so
totally.
And it's in different, obviously different capacities, but very much the same, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and she's together and like, listen, we're doing these fun things. We're going to do, you know, add this into your choreography. I'm going to like maybe throw a couple surprises in there. Like, whatever. We're all letting loose. We're in love and we're having fun. And I'm
so
just
cute.
I'm just.
Did you see the video of when she was doing vigilante shit and Scott like whispers something into Travis' ear? It kind of looks like he's like, I don't watch this part.
Oh,
funny like that. Because Travis is like,
oh, stop. Oh, stop. That was hilarious. So cute.
Very cute. Something about Scott, like, it.
No,
I
Scott
think it's
Smith
because I've literally never seen him smile before in my life.
Yeah, no, same. He's always very serious looking. Not in like a menacing way. He just always business.
Yeah, he's very business.
He's like, I'm here, I'm watching this concert, I'm gonna record every second of it on my phone, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I think too that we have Scott Swift to thank for what transpired next, which was Travis waiting outside of the tent after the show. And we have Scott to thank for this, because Travis was inside the tent.
Yeah, and he like
and Scott
pulled him out
was
a
on the
bit.
Outside, and Scott was like, "Come out here, come stand over here," and then kind of like placed him, and then left, like walked.
Yeah.
Scott just like left, walked away. And in my head, that was kind of like a passing of the baton moment, where it's like, because Taylor always runs and hugs her dad. At the end. And he was like, "Son, tonight's your night." And he like kind of like gave it to him.
Yeah, that is true.
And Travis is sitting there with his arms behind his back, and Taylor fucking runs up the ramp at him and runs and jumps in his arms like it's an episode of The Bachelor.
Oh,
like,
my God. It's so cute. Gia. The way that he was standing, like, he looked so shy.
No,
like, he was, like,
he was so
it
cute.
Was so
freaking
cute. And the fact that she's wearing, like, 4-inch heel boots and she still, like, has to
she's
wrap
so
her arms
to
around
him.
I know.
He's so big.
It literally was,
I
like,
can't.
Nothing
I
have ever seen before in my life.
It was
just beautiful.
I have no
chills.
Words.
Just a true moment of love. And
it
like,
was a movie kiss.
Yeah.
It was a movie run, jump. You know, because that never works out in real life. You run and try to jump. You run, jump, kiss somebody. You hit each other in the face. Like, it never works out where it's like,
I don't think
perfect.
I've ever run and like, jumped into a man's arms in my life.
I've never because I know that I'm gonna smack my face on his face. Like, he's not gonna be prepared for
or he's
a kiss.
Gonna try and catch me like, whoa!
What am I gonna run and jump already, like Yeah, like, that's that's equally embarrassing. Like, I can't do that. There's no way. There's no way for me to do that to look cool.
No.
But when Taylor Swift does it, it's, I want to watch the clip on repeat, and I need an entire movie based on this relationship, the pop star,
all the
football
angles,
player.
All the different.
Every angle.
Yeah,
he spins her around, and he, like, spun her around away from the crowd.
Yeah,
even,
he,
like
kind of pulled her into,
tent. He grabs her, spins her away, like, they're having this moment, but it's still, people are watching, like, oh my God, I just, it was
so
perfect.
Cute.
It was a
so,
perfect moment.
So,
there
so,
are, there are
so
two
cute.
Songs. I saw so many mashups about, fan edits of all the different pictures, that moment slowed down with her song lyrics over it, you know, whatever. There is one, though, about confetti swirling all around. I had it last night, and I meant to write it down, and I forget.
Confetti falls to the ground. Is that? I don't remember.
Confetti falls to the ground.
Yeah.
No. I'm mixing up songs
right now. Yeah, it's like, isn't it something confetti falls to the ground?
Yes, it is. It might be New Year's Day.
Long live.
That's right. Yes. And I looked this up last night. So Long Live is basically played out in that scene. Like the lyrics of. The lyrics of Long Live. Hold on. I need to see it again.
Where is it? Where do
long
I say?
Long live the walls we crashed through. I had the time of my life fighting dragons with you. It says. Hold on, spinning around, confetti falls to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
May these memories break our fall. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, that's literally what happened. Hold on to spinning around, confetti falls to the ground. That was literally happening in that video. And I'm just so happy for her. I'm just so proud.
Yeah, I'm very happy
I'm just
for
so
her.
Excited. I think that this is monumental. And she's doing her. She's living her life. And I'm proud of her. I'm so proud of her. I'm proud of them. I'm
so
excited
cute.
To see
I just
more.
Can't even, like, I couldn't believe my eyes when I was watching it. Also, just two more things I wanted to say, which was very funny. Mm-hmm. I saw a TikTok of girls, like, it was like, thank God Travis Kelce's on the Chiefs, because if she was like, Karma is the guy on the Raiders. Like, nothing like nothing else fits the way that Chiefs does.
She would
like,
have had to
Karma
say,
is the guy on the 49ers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. If he was on a different team, she'd probably have to say something like, Karma is the guy in the cleats. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she could be a little more, like, ambiguous about it. But that wouldn't hit as hard.
Yeah,
no,
it wouldn't.
The Chiefs. That's way more direct.
Yeah. And I also liked that he was holding up the We Will Stay sign during
Archer.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Which was really
cute.
So
many people had. So what's that about? Like, I know that I've seen people hold up those signs, but it seemed like everyone in the audience had those this time.
It's like a fan project. Like, fans do it, and then they pass
it
out. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm devastated that I never got one in my time. Maybe
they're really hard. Like, props to all the fans that do that shit, because, like, you have to, like, tell everyone. Like, usually it's, like, a Twitter thing. Like, at, like, this time, like, we're going to hand out whatever, and then they hold it up. Yeah. So I guess someone handed it to Travis. Yeah, and I just thought it was, like, very cute.
No,
like,
it's so adorable.
We Will Stay.
It's so sweet. And that's such a like, sentimental moment.
Yeah.
Versus, like, oh, you know, friendship bases, whatever. They're cute.
Yeah.
But the We Will Stay during Archer.
Yeah.
I Will Stay. We Will Stay.
So
like, that's
cute.
Just so, oh, I'm going to start crying. That's,
I know.
Like, a really sweet moment.
Yeah.
Also, a shout out to, we have to talk about Night 3 real quick, but a quick shout out to Dave's Eras Tour jacket.
Oh, yeah.
That he wore to, Dave Portnoy, that he wore to MetLife Night 1, has made it to every Taylor Swift
concert
crazy. Since, including all three nights of Argentina.
It's crazy.
It's making its way to Brazil right now.
Yeah.
I follow the account on Instagram. It's called Dave's Eras Tour Jacket.
Yeah, they follow us on Taylor Watch, too.
Yeah, they do. They're great. I don't even know who runs it. I don't
know
me if
neither.
It's somebody here or if
I think
somebody,
it's literally just a random girl.
I think so, and she's, like, taking it on. But it's awesome. It's really cool to
see.
Yeah. So if you're interested in, like, those kind of things, like, you know, Easter egg stuff, keep your eyes peeled at any future Taylor concert for the Dave's Eras Tour Jacket.
Mm-hmm.
But for, excuse me, Night 3 in Argentina. People are clowning harder than ever, myself included. I am a motherfucking clown. My face should be painted right now about Reputation. I was talking about it all weekend, being like, surprise drop, surprise this, surprise that. I egg on my face, okay?
It happens.
It's not the first time I've been wrong, and it's not going to be the last.
No.
I'll say that right now. But she did be a little silly about it on Sunday, the replanned show. She wore a black blazer during the man.
Yep.
Everybody freaked the fuck out. And then she, at one point, right before surprise songs, she was standing on the stage. People were cheering, going crazy.
Reputation.
They were chanting Reputation as she was talking about the album re-records.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, probably about to sing a 1989 song at the time or whatever. Or so we thought. And she takes off her thing and she's listening.
Yeah, she's like, what?
She looks down at the crowd and she's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And I genuinely think that she was fucking with people. Like, I think that she obviously heard they were saying Reputation. Just so she could be like, oh, and then totally ignore it and then immediately go into Better Than Revenge. Yeah.
Now go sit in the corner and think about what you did. Yeah.
Which was hilarious.
Yeah, I do wonder if she already had Better Than Revenge planned or not, but it was a very, very funny moment.
Yes.
We want Reputation. Like, we want reputation.
Then she also sang Slut, which I have not seen a clip of that yet.
Me neither.
Which means she played it on the piano, and I want my hands on that.
Yeah.
So if somebody has a clip of her singing
Slut. I'm
sure
you can find it on Twitter somewhere.
I'm sure I can. I just haven't looked. But really excited about that. Love it.
She's
perfect. No
saint.
Other. Yeah, right? And she's not what you think.
She's an actress. Well.
What are the new words?
She was a moth to a flame, I was holding the matches. Yeah.
Whoa.
No, for that's, sure. Yeah.
No, I'll never learn those words.
No.
I'll tell you right now. I'll never really commit them to memory fully.
Yeah.
So I think Argentina was a rousing fucking success.
A success beyond words. You guys really lucked out. I mean, I know that the Argentinian fans are fucking batshit for her. So, like, they deserved it 100%.
They were so loud.
Yes,
you couldn't even hear Taylor. Like,
yeah.
The speakers couldn't go loud enough for Taylor. Like, they
it was
were
crazy.
Really on another level.
Yeah, so good for them.
Proud of you.
Yeah, happy for you guys. I can't even imagine what Brazil is going to be like.
Yo,
because the Brazilians, they love, come to Brazil.
They're always saying come to Brazil. They love visitors.
Yeah.
They love pop stars.
Yeah.
They love
so
people.
I can't even imagine what that's going to be like. And
Flags are going to go nuts.
Yeah.
We're going to see more Brazil flags the next week or not. Tell me about this.
I read this, but tell me about this because it's fucking hilarious. I just added this because I thought it was very funny.
It is.
They want the...
In Brazil.
I guess the rector is like the priest, basically, who like runs Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro. Mm-hmm.
The big Jesus.
Yeah, oh yeah, the big Jesus.
Big Jesus with his arms out.
So they have projected stuff onto him before.
Which is so funny.
Yeah, and they want, the mayor wants to project a Junior Jules shirt onto Christ the Redeemer.
Gia, I need this to happen. I need Jesus Christ.
Father Omar.
On the hill in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to be wearing a Junior Jules t-shirt anything on this earth.
Me too.
So... It seems right. It seems like it's in the works.
Yeah, and it's funny how he's like this is his Instagram, like this is his Twitter, like everybody tweet at him, like we're gonna get the projected Junior Jules shirt.
It's so
very funny,
fucking funny.
And
let's see. It says it's a Father Omar, guy who runs the productions at Christ Redentor? CristoRedentor.
Yeah.
His Instagram is at Padre Omar Official. Padre Omar Official. Official, actually.
Oh, Official.
So if you want to DM
Father Omar
to let him know that we need this happening of the Junior Jules t-shirt onto Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then
I think that's only
feel
right.
Feel free to do so.
Yeah. I love that.
I saw that too late last night or I forget if I sent it. Or if you sent it to me or how I saw it. But I think that that's the funniest thing ever. And
yeah,
that
was very funny too.
I forgot that they do that because I went through and like saw other things that they projected. And it's just so hilarious.
It's so
funny. So I really do hope that happens.
Yeah, me too.
I think that, Brazil's going to be nuts. We like Brazil in this house.
Yeah, we stand Brazil. Yep.
And I think that... I don't know what kind of songs we're going to get. What kind of... Like if there's like a Brazil themed, you know, song... Not that there really was for Argentina either.
Yeah,
but,
not really.
But it was all, you know, it was kind of the Travis show.
Like more of a, like a dance.
Yeah, what's like,
I don't
do
know.
We have like a, I don't know.
You need to calm down?
Maybe.
She does that though.
Maybe
though,
she does me,
set.
Finally.
Yeah, maybe.
People say that Me is the only single she has yet to do as a surprise song.
Oh, wow.
I have a feeling, and I was thinking about this when I read that tidbit, that if she were to sing Me on the piano in like a slow, cute way, I would probably cry and love the song.
Yeah.
Like she should just, you know, make it a little slow, make it a little, you know what I mean? Like they're,
yeah.
Yes,
know
it sounds
that
kitschy.
I'm a handful, baby.
Never leave well enough alone. I don't know. Right
I don't
now.
Even know the words,
I will
honestly.
Ever fall.
And there's a lot of lingers out there.
Yeah. Know that I'm a psycho in the rain.
No, psycho on the phone.
On the phone.
Yeah. And you know I never leave well enough alone. And I'll never follow you
where I go. And there's a lot of lame guys, lame chicks out there. She says chicks as well. One of these things is not like the other.
Like a rainbow with all of the colors.
Baby doll, when it comes to another.
And promise that you'll never find another like me.
I just feel that we should embrace it.
Yeah, at this point.
Because it might come.
Yeah. If
she can turn Endgame into a beautiful acoustic song, I have faith that she can turn any song into it.
I agree. I think she can turn any song into a beautiful acoustic song.
I think I want to. I really want to listen to Endgame. I've been trying to stay strong, but I might have to.
You got
Reputation,
to.
I break the rules on all the
yeah,
time.
What?
I'm really bad about too. It. I break the rules on it all the time. Okay, what else? So we have, as far as the concerts go, that's all good. Brazil's going to be great. We're excited. Keep our eyes on Christ the Redeemer, and we'll let you know. Perfect.
Yeah.
As of today, we're recording this early Tuesday, so you're hearing it same day that we're putting it out. That's my fault. Thank you, Gia, for waiting until today to do this morning. As of today, we have Gigi Hadid coming out of the woodwork, commenting on a post by Perez Hilton, who is, again, trying to... Perez Hilton, though.
Fuck Perez Hilton.
Who is even paying attention to Perez Hilton?
Yeah, I don't know how... How does he still run a website?
No idea. Like, chill out, Perez. And so, like, we just know his shtick, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's such a scumbag.
His whole deal forever. And I was not... you know, I would... tune into Perez Hilton when I was young.
Oh,
I didn't
same.
Know the difference, you know what I mean? But like he's the a clickbait factory. Like he just makes up lies to get people to click his blogs, which the latest one being that Gigi Hadid is not happy with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And Gigi commented on the post directly and was like, didn't the press try this last week with Selena? Let it be. We are all over the moon for our girl, period.
Yeah.
Period. Like leave these bitches alone. Yeah. Like none of them are saying this shit.
Yeah.
Like,
it's crazy.
I don't understand why they're trying to like make drama. And you know who? I mean, don't make me say it, Gia. Who's it all go back to? Don't make me say it.
I won't.
Pia. It's Pia.
He, she, Where's who shall she not been, be named.
We haven't heard shit.
Yeah. She's done.
She's done. She's got to be.
Yeah, she's blackballed.
I'm like really needing an update on that situation because it just totally got swept under the rug.
I know.
And I just really
want an update. I doubt we're ever going to hear anything
about
it ever again.
We're never
going to
hear anything about it. But damn. And we're still getting this bullshit. So whatever. Oh, my God. Wait.
Thank you to Gigi.
Thank you to Gigi for setting the record straight, not being afraid to comment on an Instagram post. Like, we love that. You know what I mean?
Period. Period, poo.
Period, poo. All right. I don't even know what you just said. I just repeated it. I'm starting to get a little tongue-tied from all the coffee.
Yeah.
But the reason we have this coffee, gingerbread lattes, really quickly, I would like to go through the Christmas drop on the
Starbucks app?
No, on the yes, Starbucks lovers app. Yeah. Sponsored by Taylor Swift. We have gingerbread lattes because we have the Christmas drop from Taylor Swift store at taylorswift.com, and I just want to highlight a couple items.
Okay,
and see what you think. First of all, there are so many ornaments that I'm gonna have to
ornaments.
Buy them all. That's what's
there
tough.
Are so many good ones, so many Evermore ones that I wanted. So the cowboy like me one, like bro, I need that.
It's really, like,
but they probably
all
won't
really
even
cute.
Ship until like next year.
I know they keep saying like not guaranteed in time for Christmas. I'm like, all right, well I'm putting on my tree in like 2 weeks. So you know what's the deal?
I know.
But currently on the website they have a shop for each, like a Christmas shop for each era, including Reputation and Debut.
Mm-hmm.
And a Christmas tree farm shop. And the Reputation shop is fine. But I think that these Christmas things, I think that a lot of these are geared towards younger fans. They all seem a little juvenile. Things are selling out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
One thing that sold out too fast, in my opinion, because I got swept up in people making fun of it yesterday. And now I really want it, is the fleece pullover with the koi on it that was clearly made by Travis Kelce.
I liked that one too.
I loved it too. Everyone was making so much fun
really?
Of it. Yes, because they were like, oh, like this is the ugliest thing I've ever seen, and like the only person who's ever gonna wear this is Travis Kelce. And I was like, ha ha ha. And then I kept looking at it and I was like, fuck, like I think I want it. And
it's
now
cute.
It's not on the site anymore.
Oh,
and
really?
It must have sold out, but everything else is. So I think like maybe it was a limited run. I'm devastated.
Yeah.
So if anybody has their hands on one of those fleece koi quarter zips, like I might want it.
I was looking through them. There was some cute stuff, but nothing that was really catching my eye. There was actually a notebook, a Right Where You Left Me notebook.
Yes.
It sold out in like 5 seconds. I tried to buy it and it was sold out by the time I tried to buy it.
They have, yeah, that one sold out quick. There's a Tis the Damn Season, Write This Down notebook. I love that.
Oh, yeah, I like that, too.
A lot of phone cases, which my only complaint about Taylor Swift's phone cases is that they never have the big enough size. Like, I have the 14 or whatever.
Oh, really?
They stop at, like, 11. She's got candlesticks, incandescent glow candlesticks.
Yeah.
She also has...
She had, like, bookends, which are really cute.
She has bookends. She also has... We're in the Folklore shop now. She has an album desk clock. That Ooh. Says, Time, Wondrous Time. I might have to get that. She has a Folklore cardigan scarf.
I saw that.
What
I
do
know.
You think about that? Kind
of
cute.
I thought there was
what?
A little bit of a tease because I was like, oh my God, Folklore cardigan? The
True.
Scarf.
Like, what if it comes out again?
Yeah, I was like,
because you didn't get like, it no. and you
yeah.
want it. You're,
I want
you're
it
regrets.
So bad. I need my hands on a Folklore cardigan. Please.
She put back on sale. They're still trying to offload that extra stock they have of the shimmering, beautiful wrap dress. This one?
Oh, gosh. That's awful. That's truly
this is,
awful.
That's like the dress that won't go away. That's yeah. been there since the original. She also has, I think, in Reputation era. Let's see.
She had a really cute, like, satin pajama set for Fearless
that,
that I really liked.
Cute. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Should have known I'd be the first to leave.
Ooh.
Key holder. It's like a thing you put on your wall to hold your keys. I might have to get that too.
I kind of love that.
I love it too.
Yeah.
Should have known I'd be the first to leave. I'm obsessed. I have a bowl that I keep my keys in now, but I could use one of those. Who knows? The phone cases. This one I really wanted, and it's not in my phone size, is I'm sorry, but the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Mm. So I'm thinking, based on the shit that's coming out for Reputation, this is nothing special. There was also a hoodie that said, there will be no explanation, there will only be Reputation.
Yeah,
and
I
meant
that.
To order it last night, and I didn't, now it's gone.
Mm.
So I'm just fucking screwed. I'm also curious to know what's going on with Jack Leopards. I don't know what this is. It's like she's collaborating with a brand that are selling stuff. It makes no sense to me.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not even Taylor Swift. So there's a Jack Leopards notebook and a Jack Leopards, like, mugs? I have no idea. Maybe that's, the mug says Jack Leopards on one side and it says, look what you made me do on the other.
Huh.
Maybe that's like, I don't know.
A brand?
Maybe. Is it Jack Antonoff? Like, who knows?
Yeah, I don't
know.
What's
going on here? But, so if you're looking for some kitschy yet cool Christmas stuff and or just things to like laugh at, go to store.taylorswift.com. She really outdoes herself when it comes to the merch drops. They're ridiculous. And sometimes you find some cute shit. And other times you're like, who is this for?
My 1989 stuff like isn't coming until like end of December.
I don't even know when mine's coming. I don't even think that they've given me any kind of shipping notification, like nothing.
No, I haven't gotten anything.
And I'm bummed about that. And I saw somebody tweet about this being like, I'm sick of Taylor Swift's merch store, acting like they're a small mom and pop business. Like, you get that shit out.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
And I do agree.
It's crazy because I feel like it's a lot of artists, though. Like, even Harry Styles, like, his shit takes so fucking long to ship. Like,
well, I think what they do is people order it and then they produce based on how much is ordered. They don't just like, have a warehouse stocked. Like, they have like an estimate of how much they'll sell, but they don't want to overcreate, especially when Taylor has all these limited drops. Like, it's all different. You know what I mean? Things sell out in a day.
Yeah.
And then they have new shit. Fuck, I'm pretty pissed at myself, actually, for not getting that sweatshirt. And the koi.
I know, the koi was cool.
I'm really upset about the koi.
I'm really upset about the notebook for some reason. I really wanted that notebook. I know.
Ugh.
It would have been really good to, like,
maybe
take notes
right?
Stuff.
Especially for this.
Yeah.
I have the All Too Well 10-minute version.
Yeah,
like,
I like
notebook,
that one.
Though. I got to start using that for this.
Yeah. And one more thing also.
Yeah.
Erin Dessner posted a picture of her in the studio.
Yes, he did.
And she was wearing the same outfit that she wore. So I think it was the same day as when she went to get dinner with Phoebe Bridgers.
Yes. I believe it was a Gucci sweater.
Yeah. We would love another Phoebe Taylor Swift collab. I don't know if she was working on Taylor's versions of stuff. But Erin Dessner wasn't on Reputation or anything. So I don't know. So.
Right.
TS11 soon. Maybe.
I'm curious. It's actually, I apologize. It's Gaunt, G-A-N-T, is the brand with this sweater with the G's.
Oh, okay, Gaunt.
And, which, like, it's just maybe just the future of American sportswear. Maybe I'll have to take a browse. Ugh, I got sucked up into another Cezanne.
Another purchase.
Yeah, she had these really cute. But you know what, though? This was a sign. Because I talk about how I always get swept up in the in my girl Taylor Swift's style. She knows everything about what Taylor is wearing, and a lot of times we have similar style that crosses over, and I want it, especially when it's like relatively affordable. But there's a brand called Cezanne that I already like, because I ordered a pair of shoes and a sweater from there kind of recently, a fluffy sweater with these bell sleeves. I fucking love it so much. So it's already on my radar and it's always like, you know, in my email inbox. And I saw a pair of heeled clogs, not clogs, heeled loafers with snakeskin, brown snakeskin. And I went, ooh, those are so cute. Mm. And then I was like, you know what? Now, do I need them? I already have so many loafers. Like, girl, stop. Like, you don't need that shit. There was also a bag that I really wanted. And I was like, stop, girl. Like, don't do it. And then what? 1 week later, Taylor's wearing those fucking shoes. So I bought them last night. I said, no, that's it. Like, I wanted those first. And now Taylor Swift has them. And I just, and when I saw, well, it's I was like, no way, those are Cezanne. Like, she has never, I've never seen her even wearing that. And of course, of course. Yeah. So we're really on the same wavelength.
Yeah, you guys are always like, path at the moment. I feel like you guys have very similar styles.
I think
for
we're
sure.
just both tall. And so the stuff that she wears, I'm like, you know, that's, that would look good on me. Cause, you know, she's tall too.
She's a big bitch.
Mm-hmm, she's a big bitch.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think that that. What else do we have? Are we missing anything?
No, I think we covered everything. I mean,
so too. Anything glaring, huge that happened last week? Nothing.
No.
Just the traveling.
She was just going out about, traveling.
She, when she landed in Argentina, she had an umbrella over her to get off the plane, which was interesting. Oh, God. Also, the security detail bringing her wherever. They, like, closed down the road so she can drive.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Like,
that was crazy.
You know what I mean? It was crazy.
Yeah, the whole entire other street. I mean, you got to do what you got to do when you're, like, in a random country. Like, I mean, not random, but, like, I feel like anytime you wherever you go, I just, that was wild. So much security.
Completely.
But, yeah.
So, yeah, that was crazy. But
Brazil up next.
Brazil up next. We shall see.
Is she doing any other South American countries or?
Let's look.
I feel like it's just Brazil, but I don't know.
Schedule. What? Erase your schedule? Come on. Eras.
You know that I'm a handful, baby.
Never leave well enough.
Why is this only
I will
US?
Never follow you where I go. She's doing three in Rio and three in Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo, yeah, okay. And then
Tokyo. She goes to... Oh, and then she has a break. She has a break over Christmas.
Oh, perfect. We also, I just want to say one thing about Sabrina Carpenter. She's looking so slay.
Oh, my gosh.
She's killing
the
opening set.
Yes.
Yeah, she's looking amazing. Her outfits are so freaking cute. She does Dancing Queen. I love her, Sabrina. I literally love you. You look amazing.
What is... You look amazing. I love you, too. The video that just came out of hers, the new song.
Oh, Feather.
Feather.
Yeah.
Fucking obsessed.
Yeah.
With that video where she just, like, murders everybody.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's so
cute. I also
cute.
Love that I think that she got in trouble for, like, recording that inside
of
church
or
something, which
is
crazy.
I know.
But, you know, hilarious. We love
She's bringing back
shout out to
the
her.
Pop girls. Pop girly pop.
Yeah, she is.
I love
yeah,
her. So shout out to her. I love you, Sabrina, please.
Big shouts. Looking forward to seeing her open for the rest of the tour,
yeah,
mostly.
Me too.
And we will see you guys next week with more news from Brazil, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. See you later.
Love you guys.